It's time for Sarah's Wiki Corner, brought to you by Top to Bottom for your home improvement project. All you need is one company, Top to Bottom. They've been doing it all for more than 30 years, including repairing leaky roofs, rotted wood, chimney repair, masonry, mold and odor control, and more. Call John at Top to Bottom, 338-9865. That's 338-9865 for Top to Bottom. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, today is a big, big day for our neighbors to the east. Because...
Who's to the east?
To the east. Because today is Wayne County's bicentennial.
Today's the bicentennial?
Today is the bicentennial of Wayne County.
Why is this the first time I'm hearing of this?
I don't know. It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
It's a pretty big deal.
200 years of Wayne County.
200 years of Wayne County.
All right, let's have it.
So it was on this day, April 11th, 1823, when Wayne County was formed by combining portions of Seneca and Ontario counties.
Okay.
And the name honors General Anthony Wayne, who was an American Revolutionary War hero and American statesman.
Old Tony Wayne.
Yes. So the land Wayne County encompasses was originally part of the Iroquois Confederacy. When the first European settlers arrived in 1789, it doesn't appear that there were any major Indian settlements in the area. Rather, they made hunting and fishing trips into this region where bear, wolf, deer, and a wide variety of fish could be found in large quantities.
What a great place.
Yeah. Sodas Bay was a favorite fishing spot, still is today.
Still is, yeah.
And a well-worn trail extended from its shores to the head of Cayuga Lake, where the Indians had permanent homes.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
So two small skirmishes were fought in the county during the War of 1812.
Oh, boy.
One in Sodas in June of 1813, and the other in Williamson a year later.
Wow.
In May of 1814, British troops landed in the beautiful hamlet of Pulteneyville.
Oh, that's a lovely little town.
It is. I love Pulteneyville. It's
gorgeous.
So pretty.
Gorgeous.
The fleet had already successfully raided Oswego to the east and unsuccessfully attacked Rochester to the west.
That's right.
Before attempting to obtain stores from Pulteneyville.
Mm.
An agreement with the hamlet's residents was made, permitting the invaders to seize supplies without resistance.
Hey.
A dispute broke out, however, and weapons fire began on both sides, including cannon bombardment from Lake Ontario.
Wow.
A few citizens were killed or wounded, and two were taken prisoner as the British fled.
Holy, oh, good. Good, so we won.
Yeah, I guess.
Kind of.
Yeah. Go Pulteneyville.
Go Pulteneyville.
So until the opening of the Erie Canal in 1823, Pulteneyville was Wayne County's only port.
Really?
Yes. From about 1811.
Tiny little inlet there.
Yeah. But from about 1811 through the 1890s, shipping in this small hamlet extended to the Atlantic Ocean and the world via the St. Lawrence River.
Wow. Right.
Its location during the early westward expansion of the United States on an international border and in a fertile farming region has contributed to a rich cultural and economic history.
I've read the Times of Wayne County.
Yes.
It is true.
Yes.
It is true.
There's a lot of culture going on there if you ever read that publication.
A lot of humanity.
Two world religions sprung from within its borders.
Wow.
The spiritualism movement that eventually garnered a million followers at its peak. And Palmyra was the birthplace of the Latter-day Saint movement and Mormonism in the 1820s.
That's
why they have the Hill Cumorah, or they did. They did have the Hill Cumorah
right.
Out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
During the American Civil War, Wayne County inhabitants were active in support of the Underground Railroad due to the area's proximity to slavery-free Canada.
Great.
Wayne County also raised companies for multiple volunteer union regiments.
Very good.
Now, according to the Wayne County Industrial Development Agency, there are over 150 manufacturing firms in Wayne County, including several Fortune 500 companies.
Really?
Wayne County is diverse in its agricultural base. The countryside is plentiful in orchards, vegetables, dairy farms, grain operations, and nurseries.
Yeah.
Wayne County farms sell more than $221 million in agricultural products each year. And the leading products are fruit and berries, dairy products, poultry, and vegetables.
Okay.
Wayne County remains the fifth largest ag producing county and the second largest crop producing county in the state. And it ranks as New York's top apple-producing county, the third across the nation.
Is that right? Third in the nation?
Yeah.
Listen,
a lot of apples out there.
There are a ton of apples, and they're so good.
They are.
They're so good.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I love that. A little close to home for the Wiki Corner today.
Yes, I know. Born and raised, Wayne County.
Look at you. It's so such pride in your voice while you're sharing this with America. What do you have as far as a record to go?
Yeah, so I thought, because Wayne County is the top apple producing in the state, I thought we would play Little Green Apples by O.C. Smith.
You got it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.